You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 142 of Take a Bow. I'm your host, Eli Tokash, and this week, as always, we have a very, very exciting guest and a very fun episode for you all. I'm very excited to share this one. We have some young energy on the podcast today. Very excited because the next couple episodes actually are going to be some quite young energy on the show. I'm very excited to share it all with you because we've had a lot of, very, not in a bad way, but like we've had some older folks on the podcast lately and for quite some time now, and we haven't had any of like the young blood on the show. And I'm very excited to say that the next few episodes are going to be some young blood and some new energy and talking about, really getting into the industry and all the things like that and preparation and all that. We have a UMich graduate alumni on the podcast today who you all may know as Jack in Into the Woods. He's been with Into the Woods for the whole thing. I mean, since City Center. So he's been on the full journey with Into the Woods, through City Center to Broadway to now on tour. So the tour is opening this weekend in Buffalo, New York. Go check it out. And then hopefully it's coming to a city near you and you are able to check it out if you didn't get to see it on Broadway, or even if you did and you just want to see it again, because like, why wouldn't you? I would do the same. So I think I saw it on Broadway here like two or three times. So I loved Into the Woods, loved this guest's performance. So we talk about all the things and I'm so excited to share it all with you. Cole Thompson's on the podcast. If I didn't already mention his name, I'm a little bit rambling here, but he's on the podcast. Very exciting stuff. A lot of cool stories. But first, we got to talk about some Broadway news, shall we? Lots to talk about. There's been a few casting announcements from shows, both plays and musicals. We have casting announcements from The Room, Once Upon a One More Time, the Britney Spears musical, the Thanksgiving play. I'm not going to spend too much time on those because, well, as of right now, they don't have any Take a Bow family members. So just wanted to shout out that those announcements did come out. And if you do want to check them out, go check out our Instagram because we have those announcements on our Instagram and very exciting stuff adding to already stellar cast and then some brand new announcements that we're very excited about. All right. And then we also want to extend a congratulations to the Roundabout Theater Company as their production of The Wanderers by Anna Ziegler opened this past week. And that includes Katie Holmes, who actually, fun fact, I was just like watching the news the other day and I was like, oh my God, Katie Holmes, she's back on Broadway. Didn't even realize. I don't know how I missed it because I usually like stay up to date on this, but like she totally came and I met her backstage at Finding Neverland and we had this whole long conversation and she brought her little daughter and I was like, oh my God, like now she's going to be on Broadway. Now I get to see her in a Broadway show. So I'm very excited. I want to go check out The Wanderers. Everyone should go check it out. It's now open. Very exciting stuff. It's got a wonderful cast and a beautiful message. Everyone that I've heard that has seen it has said it's absolutely beautiful. So very excited to check that out. I also want to say that for any of you who are Strange Loops fans, Miss Jennifer Hudson herself came out with a little cover of one of the Strange Loop songs. Okay, backstory for those of you who don't know, Jennifer Hudson was one of the producers on A Strange Loop, and she got her EGOT with the show because it won Best Musical. So as a co-producer, she won her EGOT, which is super exciting. So now she released like a cover of one of the songs called Boundaries. And if you haven't listened to this, I mean, I hate to tell you, just like stop listening to this right now because I want you to listen to this. Well, you know what? As soon as this ends, make a note right now, like make a timer, set a timer for the end of this episode and go listen to Boundaries. Y'all, Jennifer Hudson is such a queen. Her voice is so good. It's something that everyone should hear because especially like in headphones, you like are literally in your own little world listening to her sing. I forgot how like much I adored her voice and her talent. But yeah, she sounds great in this song. Boundaries, totally like a reimagined version. It's pretty cool to see that and to see if like more shows are willing to do that. I know Finding Neverland tried to do something like that with like the famous people sing like reimagined versions of the songs, and like Greatest Showman did that too. I don't know. Those came off the top of my head, obviously, because I was involved in them. But I don't know. It was very cool to see. And hopefully we get like more of that. Hopefully if everyone listens, we will get more of that. And I think it's a great way to just like publicize Broadway and kind of reach markets that you wouldn't necessarily be reaching otherwise. So something interesting there. Hopefully that I would like to see that become a trend, to be completely honest with you. I'd actually rather that than like stunt casting, you know, like to put in like to put a name in, put butts in seats. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes it works out beautifully. And I mentioned this to Cole actually in this conversation here with Into the Woods. And yeah, so anyways, very cool. Hopefully we see more of that. And then, you know, not too much else happened this week. I do want to mention that there was, I mean, it doesn't really affect us as audience members or anything like that. But for any of you like real like theater fans, you know, which I'm sure you are if you're listening to this, there was kind of a transaction that was made from a business side. I don't know. I'm intrigued with this stuff, so I wanted to mention it. Ambassador Theater Group, which is a company that's kind of known quite well, actually, over in London, in the West End and all the things, they have combined forces with the Jujamcyn Theaters. And for those of you who don't know, so like there's really two like major companies that own all the Broadway theaters. You know, you have the Schuberts and the Nederlanders, but then you also have like, I guess in the next tier would be like the Jujamcyn, and there's a couple others, but like those are like the top three, I would say, is like the Jujamcyns with the Schuberts and Nederlanders. And I say that it's the top three because the Jujamcyn theaters, even though they have like five or six theaters, they have such heavy hitters. You know, they have Funny Girl, they have Book of Mormon, Hadestown, Moulin Rouge, and I want to mention this on an Into the Woods themed podcast episode. They own the St. James, which is where Into the Woods was. So yeah, they own some good theaters, and Ambassador Theater Group is joining their forces. So I don't know if that like what that means, like, because, you know, you have these, you associate these theaters with, oh, okay, this is a Schubert Organization theater. You know, they have their own prices with the whole like drinks and all of that and how that works and merch and whatever it is. So I don't know what this means for like the Jujamcyn, because, you know, when you go to a Jujamcyn theater, they don't always have the show cups, and they'll just have like a Jujamcyn cup. And I don't know what that means now with this partnership and what all of that affects. They haven't really announced that, but it's cool to see that they're joining forces. We'll see what that means. For those of you who don't know, too, on top of being like heavy hitters in the West End, Ambassador Theater Group, they also have, on top of being like really well known in the West End and in the UK, they also have a couple theaters here in New York, which is the Lyric Theater, which is where Harry Potter is. And they also have the Hudson Theater, where like Plaza Suite played and A Doll's House is currently playing. So yeah, they're well known. So now, you know, I guess they're one company, but like not, they're just, I don't know how it all works, but it's going to be interesting to see if anything changes, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, whether it be like ticket prices, whether it be whatever, you know, like they set those things. And yeah, just something to keep an eye out for, and to, you know, not be surprised when you go to like one of these shows and you're like, wait, what's going on? If you see something like that. So yeah, that was a pretty big thing within the industry. Maybe you as fans or something like that may not care, but I know some of you definitely do. So I wanted to mention it because it's a pretty big deal. It's not something we see every day. So there you have it. That's this week's Broadway news section, I guess I could say. And with that being said, I think we should just throw it over to Cole. Yeah, let's just turn it over to Cole, and then I'll talk more about him and our conversation after you listen to this interview. So without further ado, Cole Thompson, curtain up. So this week we have a Grammy-winning performer who made his New York City debut, his Broadway debut, and touring debut all in the same show. It is the show that keeps on giving, and you can currently see our guest by going into the woods around the States, which is now on tour, which is crazy, starting this weekend in Buffalo, New York, actually. So everyone, welcome to Take a Bow, Cole Thompson. Hi, Cole.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, stop. This is so exciting. I've come on here many times and said, you know, Into the Woods, it's a show that like has to grow on me, and it has grown on me every time I've seen it. But your performance is a performance that I've shouted out in particular on this podcast. Obsessed with it. Because, you know, like Jack is such an iconic role. Mm-hmm. Giants in the Sky is such an iconic song. It's like every little kid's dream role, you know, type of thing. Yeah. And like, here you are, like being able to like play that role on all these big stages with these incredibly talented people. It must be so freaking cool.
It's been insane. Just, I felt like I wouldn't even like get the chance to play this part after I like graduated college. I was like, I feel like it's like in the past, but this opportunity came up, and it's just been, like you said, like the show that keeps on giving. Like what was supposed to be like 2 weeks has turned into almost like a year and a half by the time we're finished with this tour.
Oh my God. So freaking crazy. Let's start at the beginning. Tell me how, you know, you got into this industry. Like, why did you like want to become a performer or like a storyteller?
Yeah. Well, I feel like from like when I was a little kid, from like a really young age, I was always singing. I feel like that was what I first fell in love with. And I don't think it was until like middle school, high school, when I started doing like actual musical theater productions. And it was my freshman year of high school. We did Meet Me in St. Louis. That was like my first like real musical. And it was so much fun. I feel like what really made me fall in love with it was just getting to see all the different elements, like, you know, the set, costumes, singing. Like, do you do it all separately in rehearsal? And then like when the show's about to like be put up, you see it all come together. And I don't know, I was just like, right, amazed by that when I like my first show, and I was like, oh, this is so cool, so much fun. And I think it was not until like my sophomore year of high school when I did Little Shop of Horrors, and I was like, oh, I feel like this would be fun to do for the rest of my life.
Oh my God, that is iconic. So it was totally singing, like, was your first love.
Yeah,
definitely. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Your voice is incredible. I could literally listen to you singing Giants in the Sky all day. It's so good. Yeah, no, seriously. And then, so after, I mean, you grew up in Michigan, but after high school and you learned that you just fell in love with theater and everything, you ended up getting into the musical theater program at UMich. Yeah. So that had to be super exciting. Yeah. Talk to me about that.
That was very exciting. You know, I feel like when I was auditioning for colleges, which is still probably one of the most stressful things I've ever done in my life. It was insane. But I feel like, honestly, Michigan wasn't even like one of my top choices, which is crazy because it's like I can't imagine going anywhere else. But it just like I auditioned and I felt like pretty good after it, and then it was like I guess a few weeks later when I got the call that I had gotten accepted, and it was very fun because I was pretty close to home, like 30 minutes away from where I actually lived in Michigan.
Oh wow.
And it was just like nice being, and then like it, I had like I lived like 30 minutes away from Ann Arbor, but I still had not really like seen the city, so it was super fun. I love that town. So much fun.
It's
the friends that I made at Michigan, I like still hang out with in the city. It's so fun. It's like you already have like a built-in like circle of friends when you move to the city going to music.
Oh my God. Totally. I mean, it's so true, especially like a school like UMich, because it seems like, you know, I mean, nowadays it's probably like a top three musical theater school. So it seems like everyone just comes to New York and immediately starts working. Yeah. What do you think it is about like that program that kind of like helped you, you know, either like now that you're in it, like now that you've been on Broadway and all the things, like what do you think it like set you up for? Like, how did it prepare you? Do you feel like it prepared you for the industry or like your craft and honing that? Like, what was that like?
Yeah, I feel like Michigan, of course, like I felt like I had gotten so much incredible training there and stuff, but I feel like really what's I like people have all like the people while I was at Michigan, a bunch of alumni would come back and say this, but I feel like it's so true that at Michigan, I feel like they teach you just not only to be like great performers, but also just good people in general. Cause I feel like in this industry. That's people want to work with good people, nice people. So that's right. I feel like that's what I try to do. Like throughout this whole process, I've just tried to be super cool and nice and just like fun to work with. Because I know everybody else, everyone who's been like the Encores cast and everyone who came to the Broadway's cast were just so much fun and such a joy to be around. I was like, I want to be like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I literally can't imagine like walking in, like not even walking in the first day, just finding out who you were about to like have scene partners with. Like, that's just wild. The cast,
like,
yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it's even crazier now that it's just like, of course, there's like that initial shock and like walking in on the first day, seeing like Sarah Bareilles and Neil Patrick Harris and Heather Headley at Encores. And then just like, it's even weirder that now it's just like, oh, these are just my coworkers. Like, I don't even like, it's just like, I go in to work with them. It's like all these, like, I've literally looked up to and been obsessed with a show that like each of them have been in at some point in my life. And now that I'm on stage with them, it's crazy. Like, it's so hard to put into words.
Yeah. No, it's insane. The whole cast is just ridiculous. I mean, Philippa Sue, you have Danae Benton, you have like everybody's just like coming in. It's, yeah, like, it's literally like one of those like musical theater Instagram accounts where it's like dream casts, you know, like, and they made it happen. It's so cool. And it's and it is one of those things where it's like, you know, we see these things now that it's like, you know, typecasting or like stunt casting and everything. But like, this like worked. This casting was just so ridiculous because all of these cast members are just actually so talented. Yeah. And they're like, it's wonderful. Everyone's performance is just, it's not fair. It's really not fair. talk to me about the Encores. You know, that's obviously where you started. You made your New York City debut there. What was it like to just kind of be thrown into a process that is like unlike anything else, you know, with that quick kind of learn the show, do it?
Wild, you know, because we only had like 2 weeks of rehearsal and 2 weeks of performance. It was like being thrown back into like a summer stock, honestly.
Yeah.
You're rehearsing for like it's like the same rehearsal for like 2 weeks and then you like put on a show for like the same amount of time. It was very fast and furious. I feel like Broadway and this touring company have also been like that as well, because it's like, I don't know, people coming back from Encores for Broadway, we rehearsed for like I think like a week less than everybody knew coming in, because it was just like we already knew the show. And then like this touring company, I only had rehearsals for a week, but it's like
we've been doing this
for so long. It's always felt like fast, but I've never been super stressed about it, because I've been doing the same thing for months now.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it makes sense. Do you really need the rehearsal? I bet you could do it in your sleep now.
Maybe. I don't know.
Has it changed much since like the Encores production?
Yeah, I feel like the biggest change has happened between Encore and Broadway, because for Encores, for like some parts of it, we were holding books in our hands, because Encore started out as like a concert series where actors were really just standing at a microphone, like singing from a book. And we were kind of acknowledging that in our Encores performance. But for Broadway, we kind of got rid of the books and added some more choreography elements. But other than that, I feel like the show's pretty much stayed the same. Like, same set, same costumes for the most part. Yeah.
Very cool.
Because it was like, I don't know, it worked for Encores. It resonated so much. I was like, why? We don't want to change too much. Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, did you expect, like, okay, if I told you when you got casted in Encores that this like 2 week thing was going to turn into a year and a half of your life, did you ever expect that?
I honestly, when I first came into it, I truly did not. We started 2 weeks, we were in rehearsal, and then we had like a week of performances, and people really seemed to like love it, which was wild. And then people were like, hey, do you think, is there like a chance we're going to transfer to Broadway or something? Joke, like, I didn't expect it to really happen. But then after our first week of rehearsal that Monday, I got a call from my agents that they were transferring it to Broadway for like only eight weeks is what I was told at
first.
Wow. So I was very excited. But then like a few weeks into the Broadway run, I got another call that we were extending until January, and it's like insane. It's like, I couldn't have imagined a better debut at all. Like, it just truly just keeps on giving.
Yeah, for sure. And like, why wouldn't you? Of course you're going to stay with it, you know? Like, of course you're going to keep milking this as long as you can, right? It's such a fun show.
Yeah, such a fun show and just such a wonderful experience. It's really the people, the cast, the creative team have made it such a lovely time. And I was like, how can I not say yes to keeping it going?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you're talking about your Broadway debut and all the things. Do you think you, I'm sure you do, but do you remember like your first Broadway bow? Like,
praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
What was that experience like?
That was wild. Because I feel like before, like our first preview, I was really just like, it didn't like hit me that this is like, I was making my Broadway debut in this show with this cast. I was kind of like, oh, okay, I'm just going into this theater to do a show. Because like when you're up there on the stage, it truly just feels like, not like in like a weird way or a bad way, it feels like you're just like doing any other performance. Like you've been doing the same, I've been doing the same thing since like high school, just getting up on a stage singing, and that like it's truly just the same thing. But after our first preview, the first preview audience was insane. It was like a wall of sound being after every song, and it was just all bowed together on our first preview. I was like, oh my god, this is Broadway, and I'm like in a Broadway show. It was insane. Yeah, it was the first one all hit me. It was insane.
Oh, for sure. It's a moment that you can never forget, you know? I'm sure like going from encores, I mean, that theater is like huge, you know? And then you go to Broadway and then the theaters aren't really as big as you may think, you know? Like, were you kind of surprised about that?
I was kind of thrown back by it. Cause I, like when I was in encores, when we were at City Center, I feel like it didn't hit me how big that theater is. But then we were at Broadway and I like look out into the audience like, oh, it's so much smaller. And then I went back and saw Parade at Encores, and I was like up in like the second balcony, and I was, this theater is so huge. And I was like, I was on this stage like a few months ago. It's insane to think about.
Oh my god, it's so insane
that some of these like houses that we're going to and like over the next few months are so large. I'm excited like play like a huge audience out and see what that feels like, if it feels any different.
Yeah, for sure. It's so interesting because it's like with the whole like encores to broad, like a bigger house, I guess, to a smaller house, where it's like you totally nailed it when you were like the wall of sound. It's like so much more intimate. Yeah. And so you can really feel that the audience's energy and everything, which is just so fun to feed off of, you know? Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And I'm obsessed that you were this whole journey. I'm like, it's been so much fun watching it play out and watch it, like following you guys on social media and all the things. It's so fun. Well, I have to ask because like, you know, Joshua Henry is like an idol of mine. Love him, love his talent, love his voice and all the things. And like when he was in the show and you were doing things with like Sarah Bareilles, like he was doing like those staircase like songs, you know, there's, is there any like fun traditions that you guys have kind of found to continue to do backstage? Like what's the backstage life like?
It's super fun. I feel like there were a lot of things going on backstage that were so much fun to just watch. Like, Delphi Borch, who was one of our understudies, she had like a prank war going on with Joshua Henry, like for a lot of the run, which was so funny.
Stop it.
Like for our final performance, they had like those like spray, like stringy spray things. They were like spraying them all over the place. So that was super fun to witness. But I feel like one of the backstage traditions that we like kept up was whenever a new cast member came into a party, even if it was like for like 2 weeks, like whatever amount of time, we would always like circle up backstage before their like first show and like have a little moment and just like, I don't know, just like show them love and stuff. I feel like that really stuck with me. So it was like, I don't know, this show's really felt like a fam, like a work family. It's been, I don't know,
right.
Everyone has been so kind and so sweet, and that's probably what I'll take away the most when this whole process is over, how lovely everyone's been.
Oh yeah, I know. It just, you can really tell, like as an audience member, you can tell that like y'all just love each other. Yeah. And it's like so refreshing to see that, you know, because it totally translates that you all have like a special relationship and a special bond.
Yeah.
So that's really cool to hear, like that's actually true. Oh, yeah. Not something that's played. No. You know, well, I want to also like talk to you about, like, I mean, we mentioned before, like, you've just worked with so many incredible people on this show. And I'm curious, like, with working to them, is there anything that you may have like picked up from them? Is there anything that, like, any advice that they've given you, like anything that you've kind of just learned that is something else that you want to take from this experience?
Yeah. That's a good question. I feel like even in rehearsal, just watching each of them work or just perform, I don't know. I feel like Gavin, for example, is always doing something different, even like in the show, like in rehearsal. And I just truly admire that, because I feel like sometimes it's hard for me to, I don't know, find new things in the show just to like keep it fresh. I don't know. It's like after like a period of time, you know, there's something, you have to do something to like keep it fresh for yourself. And I really admire that. Another thing, I don't know, just specifically Heather in Encore's rehearsals too, just seeing how, I don't know, how she's able to just like lay it all out, like all of her, like put her heart on the rehearsal room floor, not even like on the main stage, just in rehearsal. I just admire that so much. And I hope that one day I could, I don't know, be able to be so open and just like, I don't know, truly just put it all out there like she did. I feel like those are like,
oh my gosh,
two things that really stick with me. But I feel like I could think of something for everybody, but truly those are like the two.
I'm sure. I know. I can't imagine just like being able to be a sponge in the room. You know, like, probably just fun just watching them, you know, like not even like, I would be scared to talk to them. I'd be like, oh my God. Hi.
I kind of was.
You do your work.
I'm like, don't look them in the eye, but they're all so chill. There's like nothing to, I had nothing to be nervous or scared about.
Oh, for sure. Was there like anyone that you were super like starstruck about that you were just like, oh my God.
I feel like, I feel like I was pretty good about being chill around everybody. I feel like, I don't know, when I saw, I feel like Heather and Philippa were like two where I was just like, oh my God. This was like, I had to like take a breath before I went and introduced myself to them. I was like, oh my God. They're like in the flesh. It was insane.
No, literally. Yeah. And like on top of that, you know, there were some crazy like amazing people that came to see the show. Was there anyone that you were like starstruck who like came to see the show that you were able to meet?
I'm trying to think. It was super wild meeting Tom Hanks. He came to one of our shows.
Stop.
Yeah, that was insane. Him and Martin Short were there together. And also Lin-Manuel Miranda came to, I think, like one of our Broadway shows.
Yes.
Those were probably like the big ones where I was like, oh my God, this is insane. It was,
yeah.
They're all so lovely too. They're just so wonderful to meet them.
Yeah, for sure. It's like crazy to think that like, oh my God, I just performed for like Tom Hanks, you know, like that's crazy. What a cool experience. Yeah. That's so cool.
Wonderful.
Well, I mean, most recently, like, as I said, like this thing just keeps, it's just like one thing after another and it's so cool. And I have so many questions about it all. If you can't tell, but you guys just won a Grammy, like you're a Grammy winner. Like, what is that? Come on.
I can't even think about that. I was watching like the little live stream with my best friend at his apartment and it was just so odd. I feel like he showed more excitement than I did. I was just like in shock. It's like if I think about it all too much, it's going to be so overwhelming and I'm just going to have to like fall on the floor, like faint. But I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. It truly just keeps on. It's like one thing after the other. It's insane. It's like hard to even fathom. I'm like struggling to come up with words to just describe how wild it is that I get to be a part of this just show, this experience.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's so fun. Like, were you actually like watching the broadcast and that's how you found out? Or did you know beforehand or something?
I was watching the broadcast. I think it was a pre-show thing where it was like recorded. And I came over to my friend's house and then we like started watching right like before the musical theater album like award was.
Yeah.
So we like saw the people nominated and then they announced it. And I was like so shook. I was just like speechless for a good like 3 or 4 seconds.
No, literally. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, look who's on the album, you know? Sarah freaking Bareilles and all of these incredible people are in this and the music. I mean, this show was written, I wrote it down, 1987, almost 40 years ago. I mean, what do you think it is about like this show and these songs and everything that still like resonates with people? Like even like yourself, like what is it about the show that kind of like really like you hold on to?
I feel like one of like the really special things about the show is that it resonates with people of all ages. Like I think it's so cool that people probably who saw the show when it like first premiered on Broadway back then can probably watch it again now and come back with like an entirely different perspective. Like I remember I first learned about the show, I feel like I was like early teens, and now I'm like being in it right now, I'm like I'm realizing so many other like nuances and characters that I like didn't even think about as like a teenager, which is so special. Not every show is like that. I feel like a lot of shows are like targeted towards like either adults or like kids or like teenagers. It's like very rare that a show is able to like be targeted towards everybody and have something for everybody, which I think is really special.
Absolutely. It's so interesting to think of like a show that like deals with all of like these famous characters that we all know, like, you know, Cinderella and the Big Bad Wolf and Little Red, like, you know, it's just like brilliant the way that Sondheim kind of like crafted this and thought of all of this, you know. Did you ever think like, okay, I know like of course you're a fan of Stephen Sondheim, but like did you ever think you would be able to like perform Sondheim on stage? I mean, there's some of the biggest Broadway names that are like, I just want to perform Sondheim on Broadway, you know, and now you're doing it.
It's crazy. Like before I even did the show, before I even auditioned for it, I feel like Into the Woods was probably my favorite Sondheim show. That like
really,
yeah, that and Sweeney Todd are like my big Sondheim shows that I die for. So getting to sing it is just on a Broadway stage is so, I'm so grateful that I get to do it. Oh
yeah.
Yeah. There's something very special about his songs. And just like, it's like during encores and like for a good long stretch of the Broadway run, I feel like I was hearing something new in the music that I had not heard before, like every night, like different nuances, like character themes and just like little like instrumental things. I'm like, oh, that's pretty. I didn't even know that was in the score. It's like you're always
right
something new.
Yeah, there's so much to like catch, you know, like all of his songs are just so like elaborate but very intricate, you know. It's kind of wild, but he's such a freaking brilliant human being. Yeah, no, I'm obsessed. So, that's so cool. Like, just the thought of, like, performing Sondheim. I mean, I'm sure that's very, like, nerve-wracking because, like I said, like, his songs are very, very hard and, like, very, like, wild. Even, like, Giants in the Sky.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Go for it. What'd you say?
Sometimes when I'm singing Giants in the Sky, I sing it every night, but I'm, like, sometimes I'm, like, oh, am I about to, these words, I have to get them out so fast. I'm, like, am I about to, like, flub up a word or something? But thankfully, I've never messed up a lyric on stage, but it's like so it's just word vomit in like the best way. Everything is like each word has such a specific meaning. It's all so purposeful.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sondheim is the creator of musical theater rap. I've decided. It's just period. But like even like Giants in the Sky, you know, it's very melodic and everything, but like there's just so many words coming at you at the same time. It's just like it's beautiful and like when it's done properly. And that's like, I don't know, I guess that's why I like fell in love with your performance, because I was like, oh my God, like he's literally like hitting everything and all of the different shifts that like is quickly happening, you know, you cover them all. It's really just, it's awesome. Your performances are so good. I could geek out about it all day. It's fine. Well, now, like we mentioned before, now you guys are going on tour. You ever toured before?
Nope, never. First time.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are you excited about it? Like, I don't know, I feel like this would be such a fun age to tour.
Yeah, I feel like at first I was so nervous just being away from the city and all my friends, but I feel like being here now and doing it and just like getting to hang out with the cast who like I already know everybody are like pretty well, because most of us were doing the show for like on Broadway for a very long time. It's been just so fun.
Right.
Like we do the show, we do rehearsal, and then we just get to hang out with each other and like see what all these cool cities have to offer. Like I've never been to Buffalo, never been to a lot of the cities
that
we're going to, which I'm very excited just like go to museums, have good food, like see different parts of the country. Yeah, I'm really excited for LA. I feel like because one of my best friends lives there, I'm gonna get to see him, and I hopefully will go to Disneyland, which I've never done, which is exciting.
Oh, yes,
good things, a lot of good things.
Yeah, for sure. No, touring's so fun. You get to see the world and do what you love all at the same time. Yeah. You're doing like two things you love if you love traveling.
Yeah. I don't even need
go ahead.
I don't even need to worry about the show because we've been doing it for so long. That's like the least of my problems right now. It's just traveling. But
okay. Literally. Yeah. You could do this one in your sleep. I love it. It's awesome. Pressure's off. And the way that this tour is structured is so, you know, kind of different and unique compared to like other shows. Like you're doing the thing in Buffalo and you're literally doing it for like this weekend. And then you guys have like a month off before going to DC. Is that right?
Actually, we go straight to DC. We're there for like 5 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like big like limited engagements in like these big cities, which I'm very happy that we get to do.
Gotcha.
Sit down. We have like 1 week stays in some cities, but for the most part, we're really just like sitting down in cities, which I'm really grateful for.
Yeah, for sure. And isn't like LA one of those cities that you can kind of like sit down in and enjoy?
It's the final city.
That's exciting.
For 5 weeks, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's so nice.
Beautiful.
Sorry, it's not like now. Yeah, literally. You can get the beautiful weather instead of like the cold. This, I mean, yesterday was kind of beautiful, not going to lie. Were you able to like enjoy and kind of explore, or is it still like the tech kind of
vibe right now? But last time I got to kind of walk around, got to go to some stores, and it's fun.
That's great.
Downtown area of Buffalo, I feel good. It's like very cute. There's a lot of different restaurants and stuff that I hopefully can try some of them before we leave.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God, so exciting. On tour, it's just craziness, you know. Yeah. It's so fun to be able to go out on tour and to, you know, you said like you don't have any, like you had to leave your friends and everything, but like now you have the cast and you can even get like closer with them and create more memories. True. It's got to be so fun.
Yeah, and I know a lot of them have their pets, which is also very exciting. I don't know why that's so, I'm so excited about that too. But yeah, I feel like also we just started, so I feel like everyone's kind of like worried about teching and stuff, which I understand, but I know soon we'll all be like hanging out doing stuff together, which is probably going to be like the
for sure
memorable parts, like outside.
Oh yeah, Definitely. You know, it's always like the thing, like during the day, it's like, now what? You know, and like, I'm sure someone will text and be like, hey, let's go.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, let's play. Are you down to play a little game here? It's just like, I call it a few of my favorite things. And I just ask you like some of your favorite things. Mm-hmm. Are you cool?
Yeah. All right. So cool. I love games.
Yay. Oh my God. Okay. What is your favorite Broadway show?
Ooh. I think my favorite Broadway show is Dreamgirls.
Oh, period. Fave cast album, or like a cast album that's on repeat right now.
What was I just listening to? I'm trying to think. Well, I did just start listening to the Kimberly Akimbo cast recordings. Is that just and I am obsessed with that show.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Those were like kind of your neighbors just recently.
Yeah, definitely.
Favorite song in Into the Woods?
I think On the Steps of the Palace. That's been my favorite.
Ooh.
Since high school. I'd like die for that song.
I always love when people like give answers that just like isn't their song. It's my favorite.
Like, there are so many more that I'm like more obsessed with. I love Giants in the Sky.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a really good choice. It is a really good choice. Favorite Broadway composer?
Ooh. Good question. I think the first thing that comes to my head is probably Lin-Manuel Miranda, just because my Hamilton phase, it's still happening. It's going on for years now.
You know, that is so valid because like it comes back into your life and it's like you literally become like middle school, high schooler again. Right, and it's like,
And Encanto has still been on repeat since I saw that movie.
Oh, yes. Obsessed. He's anything he touches is just like gold. Yeah. Favorite in between show snack?
Ooh. The first thing that I feel like this isn't a snack, but in between shows,
your meal.
Trying to treat myself, I would go to the Olive Garden in Times Square and get like a soup and the bread and just feast. Probably wasn't the
best. Done. I am
delicious.
That is hilarious. I've never gotten that answer. The Olive Garden, Times Square. That just made my whole day.
Olive Garden is like comfort food to me. I know it's not like, it's not, everyone knows it's not authentic Italian food, but it tastes good. So
yeah. Okay. So we all know that for Cole's birthday, we are all going to pitch in for an Olive Garden gift card.
Yeah.
For his next Broadway show.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed. What's your favorite like warm up or like voice remedy to like, you know, get your voice ready for a show?
That's a good one. I feel like I think this is like a placebo, but I love getting the medicine ball Starbucks drink because it's like, I don't even know if it like really does anything for your voice. There's like lemonade in it, but I know there's like honey in it, and I think like a bit of like mint tea, and it tastes good. And
what? I feel
like it helps, even if it isn't really doing anything, it tastes good, and I like it before a show.
Okay, I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
What is a medicine ball? Is it caffeinated? Is it like coffee?
It's caffeinated. I think it's like warm, like mint tea, I think like half water, half lemonade, and some honey, and then it's like warmed up. I think that's what's in
it. Wow.
There could be something else, but that's like the main ingredients.
Oh my God, a medicine ball. That's brilliant. Oh my God.
Honey, citrus, mint tea.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense as to like why it would probably feel good. You know, like the mint can open the sinuses, the honey with the throat. You know, that's great. Funny. Oh my God. We're all, Starbucks is about to see a huge boost in medicine balls right now.
They're so good.
Oh my God. Well, that's even better when it's good. My favorite is those like Grether's pastilles. Do you do those?
I have some of those in my backpack right now.
No, you can't go anywhere without them. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually help, but for my mental, like telling myself they help, it definitely helps. All right. Well, there that's the game. That's a few of my favorite things.
Incredible.
Thanks for playing. Oh my God. No, it's so fun. Well, I mean, Cole, this has been an absolute treat just to talk to you and to know more about your story. It's so fun and following you guys. And now we get to follow you from state to state. Mm-hmm. So why don't you throw out your Instagram or Twitter, like wherever you're active on it, and so everyone can follow you.
My Instagram, what is it? _Cole, then 2_Thompson. And my Twitter is just @Cole0799. Those are my phase. I'm always on Twitter. It's probably bad.
Really?
Yeah. Even if I'm not even tweeting, I just love scrolling through because I feel like there's a lot of like weird, awful stuff on Twitter, but there's also a lot of like cute, funny stuff on Twitter. It just like depends. I feel like that's with anything. There's a good and bad side to it. So I love to.
Oh my God, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially when you're following like actors, they just say like the most out of pocket things, yeah. You know, like you know, random is.
I would never.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. Well, that's awesome. I can't thank you enough for coming on here and talking to us about, you know, your journey with everything. And I mean, this is just the beginning. So we're very excited to see what's next and to continue to follow your journey. And yeah, hopefully we'll get to meet in person one day. Yeah. This has been so much fun. Yeah, for sure. Well, again, thank you so much, and break legs on your run on the tour.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
Oh, thanks. Take a bow, Cole Thompson. I am so happy that he was willing to come on this podcast. You know, he was so sweet in the whole scheduling thing. We were supposed to do this a while ago. I guess I dropped the ball on it. And then he was so nice to take some time away from, you know, being in Buffalo. And now he was willing to come on here and chat with me about Into the Woods and on tour and all the things. You know, he's already currently out there. So very exciting stuff. I know he's excited. Just to talk to him, you know, that, like I say, that young blood, if this drops on YouTube, with like the video and everything, you'll totally see. And even if you see some of our TikTok videos, you'll totally see like the giddiness in Cole's voice and how much he just loves what he's doing right now. And it's just so cool and refreshing to kind of see that. Cause sometimes, you know, we have these conversations with people and it's just like a job for them. And it totally is. It totally is a job. But like some of those folks like lack the enthusiasm that they once had. So to like have those, the conversation with as much enthusiasm as Cole brought, it was kind of fun. And I was excited to talk to him about it. And I think it led to good conversations. Like I said, they're going all over. They're on tour right now. So if they're coming to a theater near you, go check them out, because why not? This cast is still ridiculous, even on tour. It's awesome. They're in Buffalo, they're in Washington, D.C., Boston, Philly, Charlotte, North Carolina, Chicago, Nashville, Orlando, San Fran, L.A. I mean, come on. That's pretty great, if you ask me. They are doing like randomly, like this weekend is the only weekend that they're in Buffalo, and then they're doing some longer runs in certain states. So just keep an eye out if any of those states are like near you or where you live, and maybe you can go check that out. I think it's literally the majority of the Broadway cast is there. So it's pretty much a Broadway cast out on tour right now doing Into the Woods. So it's one not to miss. Grammy award-winning show. Very exciting. And I'm sure they'll get some Tonys this year. Let's be real. But yeah, very interesting to see nonetheless. Very exciting stuff. It was kind of cool to get a new perspective on, you know, the show. You know, I've had conversations with a lot of people because like the first time I went to Into the Woods, I was like, you know, I loved the first act, but I didn't understand the second act. And then I went and I was like, wait, I liked the second act and I don't know how I feel about this first act. And it was like, it's random because like on different days, you could just interpret the show a new way, you know? And Cole kind of like alluded to that where he was like, you can come back to the show and notice something completely new and get something completely new out of it. You know, it's just one of those shows that is so complex, but so universal at the same time, you know, with targeting all ages in a way. I mean, not necessarily targeting, but allowing it to be fun for all ages and all ages can get something out of it, which is really cool. And just the way that this show is done with the simplicity of the show and all the things, it was cool to get his touch on it. And, you know, working with all those incredible people, going to University of Michigan and seeing what that kind of helped him to do and the advice that he gave there and with college audition processes. So if any of you are going through a college audition process, like, we feel for you. And that is definitely a time that is nerve-wracking and a lot and everything
at the same time while going to high school and all the things. So you're killing it. And yeah, it was just fun to chat with him about the show Into the Woods. We haven't had many Into the Woods guests on here. So to be able to talk about the show a little bit more, the behind the scenes of it all, everyone go check out Medicine Balls at Starbucks. Apparently that's a good vocal tip. So everyone, hopefully you all enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you all were kind of able to take something out of this episode, as always, and appreciate you all listening once again. And come back next week. We have another exciting episode. Thank you again for listening. And until then, I hope everyone has a great week and see you next week. For this episode's Curtain Call, I would like to recognize a few people who also deserve to take a bow. This podcast would not be possible without the help from Dory Berenstein, Alan Seals, Kimberly Garris, and the team at the Broadway Podcast Network. Next in line to take a bow are our fabulous editors, Jessica Lauren, who edits the audio of the podcast that you just listened to, and Tessie Tokash, who edits the videos and visuals for this podcast. And how about a bow for our executive producer, Chris Greiner? And our final bow are extra special to the patrons, Brian Thompson, Pat McNamara, the listeners of PCC, as well as all of the other patrons for their continued support. If you're interested in becoming a patron, go to patreon.com/TAB. If you enjoyed this week's episode, make sure to subscribe on the platform that you are currently listening to this on, or go check out our YouTube where you can watch the episode. You can also subscribe, like, and comment on there as well. If you're more into the regular social media and want to follow us, you can do that at Take About Podcast across all social media platforms. The music of this podcast was made by Nikki Torsha and Cormac Collinon, and the logo was created by Giselle Bustos. And that wraps up this episode's Curtain Call. Thank you all again for listening to this week's episode, and I can't wait to see you next week. Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.